Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Last place. I was sitting with a couple of ladies in our school district who were trying to figure out the logistics for a food distribution program. I was offering them a couple of suggestions when one of them asked me, "Have you ever had any experience with something like this?" I told her that I had, and then she responded, "But this is going to be pretty big, probably about 40 families. I smiled and told her that the food distribution program I helped coordinate fed nearly 5,000 people. She said, "Well, I guess we don't have to worry anymore." And from then on, whenever any logistical concerns came up, these ladies confidently handed off the situation to me. Once they knew I had some relevant experience, they didn't have any more moments of questioning. Unlike Jesus, I didn't create all of the food from a few loaves and fish. I simply organized the distribution of the food others had donated. I'm glad these ladies had confidence in me, but at the same time, I had to guard my heart against the pride that can so easily puff up my ego. Can you imagine if you were one of the disciples of Jesus and had seen all of the miraculous things he had done and heard all of the profound things that he had said, and then still had the audacity to ask, "Who is the greatest?" And yet, that is exactly what they did. Mark chapter 9, verses 33 to 35. How in the world could they argue about something like this when Jesus was right there with them? Maybe this thought finally sunk in a little, because later on they pivoted a bit in their argument to ask who was the greatest after Jesus. Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28. Jesus minced no words and left nothing vague in his answer. Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. Mark chapter 9, verse 34. This is exactly what Jesus embodied. He literally lived and died to prove that the highest greatness is measured by the lowest of servanthood. Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. The very last, Jesus made himself nothing. Not above some and beneath some, but the servant of all. A mark of a godly leader is one who strives to be last. Not, "I am second," but, "I am last." This is not just a declaration, but it is a declaration followed by a lifetime of submitting and serving. Not trying to lead others, but trying to outserve all. This is part 74 in my series on godly leadership. You can check out all of my posts in this series by clicking the link I've shared in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.